My name's Kelly, I'm an addict. I feel it feels quite special to be sitting here because I remember coming to this meeting about a year ago and kind of looking at the people at the table thinking, I could never do that. And here I am. I'm 7 years clean. Just because I'm 7 years clean doesn't mean I get frightened, doesn't mean that this doesn't get any easier, doesn't mean that I don't go through problems and turmoil. And I was just listening to that reading then about how to stay clean. And it's, you know, it's those simple words, you just don't take the first drug. Whatever is going on for me, don't pick up that drug, Kelly. If I kind of go back to the beginning, I was a habitual user. My actions weren't right from a very early age. There are a million things that I could tell you, but I suppose I still carry quite a bit of shame about certain things, and I just don't need to go there anymore. But there were things that I did before I ever picked up drugs that just weren't normal for somebody of my age. And I guess I was a troubled child. And by the time I was 14, I was heavily drinking. I was stealing alcohol all the time. I was having the garage locked on me at home because there used to be copious amounts of booze in there. My stepdad sold alcohol. And I've actually got an uncle in this fellowship who's been sober and clean a long time. And he told my mum, I think when I was about 13 years old, watch her. There's problems there. You know, and that's a young age. Do you know what I mean? That's a young age to be diagnosing somebody with a problem. But I was the kind of girl that, you know, sat there, wanted to sit there with all the old men drinking whiskey, you know, and neat. So that was kind of how it started for me. I progressed, obviously, and in that came just chaos. You know, I kind of don't need to be really descriptive about it. I just know that by the end of it, I wasn't laughing anymore. It wasn't fun. I wasn't enjoying myself. I was in a really dark place. I was pulling my hair out. I was psychotic sometimes. And I'm very desperate. But really kind of, you know, went through the whole scenario of trying to give up and not really wanting to in the ways that we do. And I'm very lucky I've got, you know, a wonderful mother, and she fought tooth and nail to get me in somewhere. And I've never looked back. I've never looked back. I went somewhere and was introduced to this program. I didn't really understand it. I wasn't really sure if I wanted to get well, but I know when things changed for me, and that was when I started feeling fear, really, because I was fearless. You know, the places that I went, the things that I did to get my drugs took me to places where I couldn't address fear. I couldn't even think of that because it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that could possibly come into my mind, or as I'd never be able to kind of see it through, really. And so I started feeling that, and then I cried, which was another miracle, really, because I couldn't remember the last time that had happened. And then I started and I didn't stop. And there was one piece of advice that was given to me at that time, and that was that I should stick with the winners. Just so simple. But of all the information that I was given, that one just kind of never left me. And even though I didn't really know what it meant, I knew what it meant. And the person that I saw that was a winner was, you know, I was in this treatment center, and I walked in on somebody, and they were praying. And I just remember being totally embarrassed and just kind of leaving the room, and she didn't flinch. And I stood outside that door, and I'll never forget this. You know, it was a real, real turning point in my recovery. It's when I knew that I wanted to stay well. And I stood outside that door, and I thought, she's going to be all right. I just knew that she was going to be all right, and that she was trying. And I often have those feelings about people. I kind of, you do after being around a while. You kind of know the people that are going to try and, you know, put their heart and soul into it. And so I did just that, and I just put my heart and soul into it, and I made my life about NA. And I did all the suggested things, got a sponsor, worked the steps. You know, it's quite, what astounds me is the amount of amazing information in them. You know, sometimes with a newcomer, I wish I could just kind of take out my head and put it in there. And you just wouldn't believe that from those 12 little steps, that there's that much information. And so what happened for me in my recovery is that I've done things that really are the promises. A life beyond my wildest dream. Things have happened for me that I never, ever thought would be possible. That boosted my self-confidence. What I kind of did in recovery was I became a bit of a workaholic and just so focused, and I found something that I loved. You know, when I was using, I didn't know what I liked, who I was, and I found that out when I was in recovery, and I just felt so fulfilled and full of life and focused and happy and just like open to this wonderful world, and I kind of got all those things that I wanted. But then what happened for me was that I got sick of grabbing and chasing, and I felt like that's what my life had become about in recovery. Wanting better, and it's kind of the only way I can describe it, really. And I got really tired of that, and I ended up going off to Australia for a year, travelling. Wonderful experience. And it kind of really brought me back down to earth, because, you know, for the first, I think, 5 years of my recovery, I couldn't sit still. I still wasn't comfortable in my own skin. And I remember sitting there praying, you know, when is this going to stop? When am I going to feel comfortable sitting in my front room watching the telly? When in my 30 years is that ever going to happen to me? Because I'd never, ever had that feeling of just being comfortable with myself. And I eventually got that too, you know, and that was something that I went through. It was like at the beginning of my recovery, I was just so angry. I had this tea commitment, and I just threw everything around the kitchen, and people were scared to come near me, just like, didn't even know that I was like that. And then I grew through that, because all I said is, when am I going to stop? When am I going to want to stop fucking drinking and using? Because that's all I wanted every day, was to drink and to use. It's all I wanted. But the thing that kept me clean was that I voiced it. End of story. And it didn't matter how many people got pissed off with what I was saying. You know, I got those people that really cared, that kept coming to me and saying, Kelly, this is going to pass. You're going to feel better. And it did. You know, and then I hit that second stage, which was about feeling comfortable with myself. That's how I feel the stages have gone so far. And what's happening for me at the moment, I don't want to be negative, but I just got to tell you, I've hit a real point where it's panic attacks and almost like I'm having a nervous breakdown. And very, very difficult. Very difficult. And I know what it is, but I don't want to tell you because I'm too ashamed. Full of shame, full of about my life and how it is today, about the things that are going on in it that I don't accept. And possibly about my childhood, you know. And it's took me kind of 7 years of sitting in meetings to even mention that word, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, my mum's in the fellowship in another one. You know, me and her are sorted. my dad was all right, and possibly they weren't, and possibly they were really selfish fuckers, you know. But I have to look at why there as well. And, you know, I don't hate them, I love them. But that's only the tip of the iceberg, and I kind of feel like I don't want to go into that too much with you because I just won't be honest. You know, I'm just not there yet. I've hit this barrier again in my recovery where I don't want to tell you who I am. I don't want to tell you how I feel. And I just want to be left alone. But what that's done for me is that, you know, after kind of sitting on the floor, banging cupboards, you know, doing all them things that I did when I was using, you know, that really aggressive person, I hit that point where I had to ask for help again. And so I've reached, I presume, the next stage of my recovery, which is, I read this really interesting thing, and it said, you know, what is recovery to you? I suppose for these past 7 years, recovery has been to me about staying clean, and that was it. I was doing it all to stay clean. Step one, step two, step three, step four, I was doing it all so I'd stay clean. But now I've gone beyond that, where it's not about me just staying clean anymore. There's something bigger that needs to happen here in order for me to stay clean. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what the answer is. I just know that those steps and the way that I worked them then isn't working for me anymore. And I don't know. I'm in a place where I've got to work them in another way for different things, I presume. You know, for different things. To get me to that end result, which is staying clean, of course. So I've been doing, you know, I've been going to see this person, and we've been doing a lot of work, and I'm here tonight. You know, it's took me 2 hours to get here tonight, but I've put in the effort, and it's just back to basics for me. Lots of meetings, lots of talking. It's the only thing that works. I've got an emotional illness. The more I get in recovery, the more I realise it's about that. You know, this girl doesn't deal with things very well at all. And I'm learning to do that here all again. And it's like building it. I almost feel like I've got my first sponsor again. You know, where you're having that contact with somebody and you're not quite sure what to tell them, and to, you know, and you're building up that trust thing. I'm like there again, like this, you know, like I'm just clean again. I'm glad to be here. Can I leave it there? Thanks.